Happy Mother's Day from all of us here at Rosie on the House. Mama, telling you how to and not to have fun. We're also celebrating VE Day, Victory Day.
You want to know something really funny? Well, this was not pre-planned, but my wife's mother of our four. This, who sings this? Mike, Deadwood,
Three Dog Night.
Three Dog Night. She got in person the acoustical version of this. She works for Southwest, and they were on her flight, and they played the acoustical version in the back seat for all the work crew one time.
Oh, watch out! How cool is that?
Watch out!
Happy Mother's Day, Amanda.
All right. Now, what room of the house probably means as much or more to Mom than any other room in the entire house? It is the kitchen.
Now, I was going to have fun with that answer before you jump to it.
It's my favorite room of the house, and I have to share it with Jennifer all the time. I absolutely love hanging out in our kitchen. And we want to talk today in our article that we have in the Arizona Republic every Saturday. It's in the Your Home section. We have an article in there about remodeling the kitchen and what people can expect. And folks, I want to tell y'all, I just got back from a week in Boulder, Colorado, where about 60 remodeling contractors from all over the country got together. And we break down in groups of about 10 or 12. And I was in a group with a remodeling company from Salt Lake City. They had Jackson Leroy from Salt Lake City. They had Jackson Remodeling out of San Diego. They had Melton Construction out of Boulder, Colorado. They had Scott Whitlock from Columbia, North Carolina. We had, where else did
Who
we have represented?
Who was the one from Atlanta?
We had Dan Weidman from Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. We had some guys from Richmond, Virginia. We had Jeff King from San Francisco. So really, pretty much the whole country was represented. And I hit them with a poll question. I said, guys, when I get back, we're going to be doing a couple radio shows. One's going to be on the value of kitchen remodeling, and one's going to be on the value of bathroom remodeling. If I sketched out a little plan here for you and, you know, told you that we needed something, you know, an average kitchen's going to be 150 square feet, 10 by 15, what would y'all have as a budgetary parameters in your neighborhood for good, better, and best? So we're going to be sharing with you those numbers as well as the numbers of what we have in the Arizona Republic article. But before we get to pricing, we've got to talk about how do you even start the process? How do you even begin thinking about, you know, a kitchen remodel can be a lot of things to a lot of different people.
It's infinite, you know. Everybody's got their own ideas about how they want it to work or what they want to put in it. It's really, there's no pat answer to any of it. You know, one thing we try to let people kind of, when we steer them towards, you know, why do you want to do this? Mm-hmm. What's not working? What's changed in your lifestyle? Are your kids moving out? Maybe they're moving back in.
Ooh.
Do you need a bigger kitchen? Do you want an island for Do you want an island for entertaining? You know, it's all across the board.
I tell people, look, one of the ways, and I've told our remodeling clients this for years. Look, one way you can start putting a scope of work together. We need a scope of work to quantify what is or isn't going to be included. And I tell them, I say, look, there is a very objective analysis. We can take a look at what the value of the home is today.
Mm-hmm.
We can take a look at what your equity is in the home today. Then we can take a look at your expectations of living in that home for another 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. We can put an assumptive escalation clause in there and say, okay, well, the house should be worth X in that date that range that you intend on moving out and that maybe downsizing. So we have a very objective ability to take a look at it, and it tells us, given that data and some conservative assumptions, let's not invest more than X. And then we start tearing X apart, and they say, okay, X is my number for the kitchen remodel. And then I tell people, okay, now you have to understand, in any kitchen remodel, whatever we spend on cabinets is going to be about one-fourth or one-fifth the total price of remodeling, depending on how high a level we go for appliances. So people tell me all the time, well, my budget for remodeling the kitchen is $20,000. And I tell them, okay, that means we need to select a cabinet package that's going to be about $4,000 or $5,000. And so we go cabinet shopping. And you know what happens.
It's hard to find a kitchen worth of cabinets for $5,000.
Yeah, so
these days
they come back with a $13,000 or $14,000 or $15,000 cabinet selections. You've got the soft closed doors now. We remodeled our kitchen exactly 3 years too soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly 3 years too soon. Because I love the soft closed drawers and the soft closed doors. Of course, we don't have them, but you get the plate rails. You get the glass. Upper cabinet doors.
Right.
You get those lit.
You get the tray dividers.
You get the tray dividers.
Silverware, organizers.
The pull-out drawers on the bases.
And pull-out trays on the bases. And, pull-out trays underneath the kitchen sink base so you don't have to get down on your hands and knees to crawl around to find the comet in the back corner.
And boom.
All of a sudden.
You're at a $15,000 cabinet package. You stick to that ratio of it being one-fourth or one-fifth, and all of a sudden that kitchen remodel you were hoping to do for 20 or 25 blows up into a $60,000 to $75,000 remodel. And Dan Weidman, our contractor in Atlanta, actually says, Rosie, one of the things I tell people is if you're in a nice neighborhood and you're going to do a very nice to luxury kitchen remodel, you're going to spend 20 to 25% of the appraised value of your home.
Just on the kitchen remodel.
Just on the kitchen remodel.
Right.
So there's a couple just thumb rules, the rule of thumb guidelines there. And I tell people, so we do this objective analysis and we decide this is what we can invest. But I've never, ever completed a remodel where the budget was driven 100% by an objective analysis. There is a subjective component where people come in and say, yeah, but if I only spend that much, I don't get the appliances I want, or mm-hmm. I don't get the expansion of the room area. I can't take this wall down, and I can't bring the family room into the kitchen.
And I can't do this lighting, and I can't do this countertop material. Yeah.
So that's what we call the Rosie on the House objective-subjective. We help you kind of decide how much. Now, we were reading on one of the contractors that I spent last week with, Ty Melton, up in Boulder. He's got another very good criteria.
He's got another one. He calls it the pain and importance method, where, you sit. And that's one thing that we like to do with our clients, too, is to address. We send them out a questionnaire prior to, meeting with them for the first time to kind of make them aware of what it is they want to do. So that they have the opportunity to think about it. Ty's method, he calls it the pain and importance, where we list the things that cause you the most pain in your home. Maybe the kitchen and entertainment center doesn't work for you anymore. Maybe the laundry room was on the wrong floor and you got to walk up and down stairs all the time. Those are the pain factors. The importance units are things that are important to you, but they don't necessarily cause you pain. Maybe they're convenience items. So you make a list of the two, compare them. If the same item shows up on both lists, that's something that needs to be brought into consideration with your remodel project.
And Stan, don't you find when you go and meet clients, there's generally four lists? Because there's the hers, pain and important, and then there's the his,
mm-hmm.
pain and important. So you really have to bring all four of these lists together, don't you?
That's correct. Absolutely. And, a lot of times his are less important than hers. But, yes, there are a lot of considerations to be taken into effect. Absolutely, yeah.
She's got the appliance selection in her mind. He has the home theater system that's going to be in the attached family room. And neither one of them have the increased service entrance panel we're going to have to put on before we can get to all of that.
Exactly.
And that's the pain. Oh, we've got to upgrade your electric panel for $2,000 before we even start the job.
She wants the refrigerator over here, and he says, I don't care where you put the refrigerator. I want to be able to see my big screen TV from the island. So.
Now, another way Ty talks about establishing remodeling project. Is a bucket list.
It's a bucket list.
And he divides it into three buckets. And I thought that was kind of an interesting dimension.
It is. What they need, what they want, and what they would be nice to have, but maybe could live without. So those three different elements we can get into too. So
yeah, the other thing they talk about is, do you want me to design this project to the budget, or do you want me to design it to the dream?
To the dream. There's a big difference.
But there always is, and that's just a part of the process. I don't think homeowners should be afraid of it. It's part of the process. It takes. It really is supply-side economics. When I started building, it was about the time you started building. Stan, mm-hmm. The first house I built right out by Scottsdale Airport. It was right by Scottsdale and Thunderbird Road. I built it in the late 70s. I built that house for $27 a square foot.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That isn't even enough to include the electrical line item anymore.
Not anymore.
We put that much electric in a house anymore.
You know, like we can put $800 a square foot in a master bath remodel.
In a minute.
And on New York Second, you know, and we were talking about it yesterday. You know, you lay $800, $100 bills down on your floor on every square foot, and then you stand in the middle of the room and you look around and you think, oh, boy, you know. But that's the nature of the beast these days, you know.
So listen, folks, when we get back, we don't want to blow anybody out of the water. We're going to be talking about different things you can do in your kitchen. What will $5,000 buy you? What will $10,000 buy you? $20,000? What will $40,000? Or what? Maybe we will blow you out of the water, and we'll tell you what $100,000 will buy you. And it isn't as much as you think. In all the years that I've been remodeling now, it's sneaking up on about 40-plus years now, I've never walked in a house and had a customer give me a budget number that covered the project they wanted done.
And I've never had one say, gosh, I thought it was going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. When we get back, we'll be talking kitchen remodeling here with Stan Zimbrunnen of Rosie on the House Remodeling.